For the last 3 years, more police officers have died by suicide than in the line of duty. That's according to the law enforcement wellness charity, Blue Help. Nationwide, last year more than 250 first responders died by suicide. That includes police, firefighters, and EMTs. So why is this? That's Douglas County Sheriff Ken McGovern. Despite often being the first to help, first responders are often the last to seek help for themselves. Attribute this to the culture that has historically surrounded this line of work. These are the kinds of jobs where speaking up about your own mental health issues can make you seem weak. It's something Lieutenant Jay Armbrister knows all too well. He says he, himself, could have easily been a statistic. Armbrister spent years covering horrific cases. Seeing all of that trauma began to take its toll. He started suffering from anxiety, depression, and had thoughts of suicide. He didn't feel like he could reach out.
I felt like all these people have done this job for decades. I work with all these people who see the same things I do, and they're fine. Why am I not fine? Why me? What's wrong with me? Why am I so weak?
Armbrister decided to get help. He went to therapy, got a medication, and he even attended a retreat for first responders who experienced trauma, all of which helped. Now, first responders like Armbrister have another tool, an app for their smartphones. At the start of the summer, all Douglas County first responders and their families were given access to an app which they can use anonymously 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The app is called GuardianNet. It was designed by the company Cortico. Earlier this year, the Douglas County Commission signed a $50,000 contract to use the app for a year. The app offers over 40 resources, helpline numbers, mindfulness exercises, and counseling services. It also offers resources for financial fitness, nutrition, and goal setting. Paul Taylor is the first responder care coordinator for Douglas County. Officials hope this app will be effective, but acknowledge it will be hard to track the results. The anonymity of the app makes it tricky to know who's using it and how the app might be helping. Even so, Taylor hopes this new technology will at least help those who may not want to publicly ask for help. Sheriff McGovern agrees. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Katie Counts.